Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Kevin O'Connell is the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Here he was yesterday when he was asked, what have you seen? What do you like? What do you think of C.J. Stroud?
First and foremost, the thing that stands out the most is his arm talent. I mean, this guy is making throws in and out of the pocket that the list, you know, if you make a list of the guys capable of making some of the throws, it's not going to be a very long list that C.J. makes. And then I think he's got, it's never, ever seems too big for him. From the first time he went out there to now, he seems incredibly prepared. So he's obviously got a great process throughout the week. The experience of playing and leading that team is only making him more comfortable in his role. And then, you know, I just think he's a guy that played in a lot of big games, been coached really well there. I know Gerard's doing a great job with the quarterbacks there in Houston, and I just, you know, I can't say enough about what shows up to me on tape. I mean, I've been like everybody else. If it's on TV, we're not playing, I've seen him make a lot of big-time throws and plays and games. But then when you dive into the tape and you see the snap-in and snap-out impact he has, it's pretty remarkable for such a young player.
Yeah, I think the cool thing with Kevin O'Connell is that he has a lot of familiarity, obviously, with the system and coach for McVay and everything. And I think that he can probably recognize the steps in the process. So when O'Connell says he's prepared throughout the week and he's absorbing the lessons, and this going back to Kubiak is what Kubiak would always say, and the ancestor to this system is you just want to be sure that the quarterback always has an answer within the play design, and it's just a matter of, all right, figuring out what is the defense actually doing and where is the answer in this play design. I think CJ, much more so than just about every other second-year quarterback, shows signs of that, and Kevin O'Connell can recognize it. So it's I guess the thing that would make me most nervous about the fact that the Texans are facing a team in Minnesota that defensively really put a hurting on Brock Purdy and the 49ers last week. Like, Flores had the input of Kevin O'Connell and the way that everything operates. And, you know, Kevin O'Connell is going to be able to identify the way the Texans are operating and how CJ is operating. That's the chess match this week between all of the coordinators that have so much familiarity with this scheme and whatnot is really fascinating.
Yeah, does the fact that they played the 49, the Vikings played the 49, where does that fit into the chess game that the Texans get to see Brian Flores' defense going against that offense literally 7 days before?
Yeah, I think it helps CJ. I think it really does. I think that if you had flip-flopped this, it would have benefited the 49ers more than it hurt them. So it helps the... It helps the Vikings that they're seeing a scheme like this 2 weeks in a row. It helps them defensively. But I think for CJ, he's able to see Brock Purdy a few times, I think, made the right decision, but he was a beat late with it. He was slow with it, and it led to either errant passes or incompletions. And there was a little bit of hesitancy there. And that's not a slight on Brock Purdy necessarily, but CJ can learn by proxy with that and hopefully just be a little snappier with it. And so it's not even a Brock Purdy versus CJ Stroud thing. And then likewise, you know, and again, you can turn this into an advantage either way, but I do think that CJ's better equipped to learn these lessons than Sam Darnold is at this point. I think that when it comes down to the quarterback IQ, CJ operates at a higher level than Sam Darnold playing for the Vikings, and I think you end up with an advantage on the quarterback side of things.
Counterpoint on the text page. Flores' defense attacks with their pass rush, and that's what we suck at as an offensive line. Yeah. I think Minnesota's going to kill us by 2 touchdowns. We won't have a running game, and we won't have a passing attack.
I think this is where, and that's where the challenge is. Flores' defense also, in theory, because of all the things they do at the line of scrimmage, in theory, you should have quick hitters available to you. And I think some of the dinking and dicing and slicing up, if CJ is reading things properly and if he's not fooled by some of the misdirection and disguising that Flores does, that's your run game this week. The short passing game might end up being the run game.
Yeah, I like that.
Bobby Slowick might break type and not do have nearly as many rushing attempts, might not sacrifice rushing attempts to set up the play action. It might be a lot more of maybe what you saw early on versus the Colts, except even but with fewer runs.
Okay, we don't have D'Amico on Sam Darnold. Something happened with that file. But we do have D'Amico on Justin Jefferson, who is basically the passing attack for the Minnesota Vikings. Anyways, here is D'Amico Ryans on the best receiver in the NFL.
Justin Jefferson is as good as any wide receiver I've seen. Talk about a guy who everyone knows going into the game, like you have to try to stop number 18, but it's easier said than done. He still finds a way to make plays. He's double teamed. He's clouded. Like, it really doesn't matter. He's an exceptional talent. And he shows up every single week, you know, providing explosives for their offense. And we know he's the guy that gets their offense going. So have our hands full there. He's a tough out, and it's gonna be hard the entire game to try to stop him.
Yeah, and I think that's where I'll be really surprised if D'Amico blitzes as much of this week as they did last week. Last week they were facing a rookie quarterback and a banged up wide receiving core. And I don't think that they don't, no offense to DJ Moore, but he's no Justin Jefferson. So right. I think that I would expect that D'Amico's gonna maybe blitz more than he typically does. They might just blitz a lot more this year in general than they did last year, where they didn't blitz much at all. But I'll be surprised if it's an extremely blitz-heavy offense this week. I think they gotta be sure they try to take Justin Jefferson, or limit Justin Jefferson as much as possible.
Do you think, is this a Stingley
yes.
follows him around situation?
Yeah, if he's following DJ Moore, then he's definitely following Justin Jefferson, I think.
I saw some people speculating yesterday. I guess there was a cut from Belichick over the weekend, either on one of the 15 different shows that Belichick does. If he's not on the Manning cast, he's on McAfee. If he's not on McAfee, he's on Inside the NFL. Belichick's got a lot of stuff on his plate. Somewhere along the way, and I don't think they were talking specifically about this game, but he may have been talking about Justin Jefferson, but he said what they used to do with somebody with a marquee wide receiver like that is they would double team that guy, put their best guy on the number two guy. In this case, it would be Jordan Addison. Yeah. And then the number three is the guy that's got to eat against you. In this case, it would be Jalen Naylor for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they take. I mean, Belichick's a master at taking away the best threat or best player. And in that, you double team. You use two of your. You use Lassiter and a safety to double team Justin Jefferson, and then you can completely shut down the number two guy with Derek Stingley. And maybe they do that at times. I don't know. I think right now a lot of it is, all right, how much do they trust Kamari Lassiter? And, you know, maybe Kamari Lassiter has started to play at a level where they feel better about just keeping those guys on their normal sides.
Yeah.
And you handle it that way. So D'Amico's surprised us a couple of times as a defensive coordinator. Last year it was when he just flat out said before the Browns game that, no, Stingley won't travel with the best receiver. That's just not how we operate. And then he traveled with Amari Cooper. And so last week he blitzed more than he's ever blitzed since he's been with the Texans. And, yeah, I could totally see them. I think Lassiter's getting to the point where they probably feel like they can mix it up throughout the game.
Yeah.
And they just don't want the Vikings to know exactly what they're going to be doing on any given down. So I think there will be times where Derek Stingley travels with Justin Jefferson, and there's going to be other times where they just do it with coverage.
It is fun seeing these graphics that pop up on social media with Stingley and Lassiter on there and then their stats underneath it. Like, statistically, this is – and I know they were fortunate in the Indianapolis game. Those numbers could have looked a little different if Anthony Richardson drops one or two of those in the bucket to A.D. Mitchell.
Yeah.
But that happens in every game. Like, right now, this is statistically the best pair of corners in the NFL two games in.
That's the thing you can't forget is that, look, this is – Sam Darnold's no Anthony Richardson in terms of his athleticism, but the Vikings can run the ball. Aaron Jones is averaging 5+ yards per carry right now.
Yep.
And that's the stuff that gets the Texans in trouble. When they've got their back seven, when they've got their coverage guys with their eyes in both the backfield, and they lose track of the deep ball. It's the mental errors that I worry more about than the physical errors at this point. We're less than 2 weeks removed of the Texans having some really bad errors on the back end. And Sam Darnold is a lot more capable He's a better quarterback than Anthony Richardson is.
Yes.
He's not physically gifted the same way, but he's a better quarterback than Anthony Richardson.
He's a better...
At least so far this season.
He's a better overall thrower of the football.
Yeah.
Richardson would win a distance throwing contest, but Darnold makes at least one of those two A.D. Mitchell throws in that game.
I think he's more consistent when playing in this scheme.
Yeah.
And he's just seen more football than Anthony Richardson. He's not as green as Anthony Richardson.
J.J. Watt was on Pat McAfee yesterday. J.J. weighed in on two pieces of audio this week that we've had a whole lot of fun with, including one we've had fun with today. What does he think of C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams' interaction? And what does J.J. Watt think of D'Amico Ryan's discussion about the Bears' sideline demeanor from Sunday night? This is good stuff from J.J. Watt we've got coming up for you next.